Can you press number 9 for me? Always hate how there's no signal in these things. Guess there's coverage everywhere except an elevator. Do you think that was supposed to happen? I'm sure it was nothing. Why don't you try pushing the door open, or maybe the button for it? Maybe we just got stuck on the floor and it's not opening. I'm sure it's fine. All right. Now, that's a little concerning. None of the buttons are lighting up or doing anything. What time is it? Shit. It's getting late. Fuck. This is just what I needed after a day like today. Of fucking course. Of course one thing just couldn't have gone my way. First, my alarm didn't go off. So I was late and I got yelled at by my boss, only to realize I had forgotten my lunch at home. Of course, I would end up getting stuck in the elevator on a day like today. It's the icing on top of such a wonderful day. I don't think frantically pressing the buttons is going to do much. The elevator has completely stopped. None of the buttons are even lighting up. I think we're just going to have to wait for maintenance. Is there like a button you can press to alert them? There. Now all we have to do is wait. I'm sure someone will be here within the hour. I mean, it's the elevator to our apartment building. It's kind of important. All we have to do is remain calm and everything will be okay. It's not like they're going to leave us overnight in here. We did everything we were supposed to do. Now we just have to wait for them to do their job right. Hey, it's going to be okay. You don't need to keep pressing the buttons. You alerted maintenance that we're stuck in here. Pressing random buttons isn't going to help with anything. It might just make the elevator confused when it turns back on and then we end up stopping at every single floor and then this trip is going to take us even longer. It's going to be okay. We just have to wait like an hour or two at most. You didn't have anything important planned for tonight, did you? You have an expectant look on your face. Like I should just be able to tell something really obvious about you. If this is something about your status as an Omega or Alpha, then you have nothing to worry about. I'm actually a Beta. I've never really had the best sense of smell to begin with. So if you're putting out some kind of an emotion for me to subtly pick up on, it's not going to work. Is there something I should know? You're going into heat. Let me know if this is a little too personal, but how long ago did it start? I see. You came home because you started to feel it. You were trying to get ahead of it to take care of yourself before this whole elevator debacle. Okay. It's going to be okay. I just need you to look at me. Hey, it's all right. Look at me. Look me in the eyes. It's going to be okay. This isn't your first heat. You know exactly what to expect. You're just a little panicky because you aren't thinking clearly. You're not alone in this, Omega. If you want some help, I can help. If you want to wait, then you can wait. Whatever makes you comfortable. Do you want to see if you can hold out for maintenance? That's fine with me. I don't want you to feel pressured or anything. You're going to be okay, Omega. I promise. We aren't going to be trapped here forever. This is only temporary. I'm sure maintenance is already working on the elevator as we speak, rushing to get us out of here. The longer we are stuck in here, the more of a lawsuit they have on their hands. Sorry, that was a bad joke. When I get nervous, I have a hard time shutting up. What I was trying to say is, I'm not worried about us being stuck in here. They are going to get us out, and we're going to be completely fine. What I'm worried about is how long it's going to take and if you're going to be able to last, little O. If you need something, tell me. I'll give it to you right away if I can. I might not have heats myself, but I remember learning about them in school. Well, the basics at least. It's when your instincts take over and, if I'm remembering correctly, basically like once a month, Omegas lose all sort of rational thinking and require a bunch of knots, right? I don't have a knot, but I can offer kind words. All you have to do is stay calm, Omega. If you start to freak yourself out, you're going to make things worse for yourself. You aren't in the best headspace to begin with. Your instincts are slowly taking over as you sink further into your heat. You feel your body starting to heat up as the wetness between your thighs grows. Despite the fact that I'm a beta, your body is having a natural reaction to being in such close quarters with someone you find attractive. You're okay, Omega. It's all right. I've got you. I'll keep you safe. If you need to let go and surrender, you can. I'm not going to judge you. I'll take care of you, give you whatever you need. Not going to do anything you're not okay with. You're not alone, Omega. I'm right here. I'll help you however you need. Why don't we sit down together? Standing is only going to make things worse. You're going to notice how you're feeling a lot sooner if you're sore. So, let's try a distraction. I realized I never got your name. Since we're going to be spending God knows how long together, we should probably know what to call each other. My name is Cora. What's yours? No way, really? You know, I was actually going to guess something similar. It suits you, Omega. What do you do for a living? Oh, wow. That must be intense. Do you enjoy it? Is your boss at least nice to you? Hey, there's no need to whine. It's all right. If you can't answer that, then you can't answer that. No worries. Just need you to stay with me. Look at me. I know it's a bit hard, but you can do it. Look at me, Omega. Oh, yes. That's a good girl. Look directly into my eyes, just like that. Seems like you're further along than you told me. Or further along than you knew. Either way, your eyes are glazed over. You're not really listening to me. Just waiting for another instruction so you can do as you're told. It's going to be okay, Omega. I promise. Do you need some help? It's okay, Princess. I've got you. Why don't you come sit on my lap? Oh, yes. Crawling across the floor. Slowly making your way over to me. That's it. What a good girl. Not needing to be told twice. You make yourself comfortable on top of my soft thighs. Clothes sticking to you from the sweat. You straddle my thigh. Instantly pressing your clit against me. Oh, it's okay, little O. Just helping you get more comfortable, that's all. Readjusting your hips so that you have better leverage. You love how my hands grip your waist, manhandling you into position. Your pussy gets wetter as you wait for your next set of instructions. Sinking further into your heat. And keep your eyes on me, little O. Yes, like that. No reason to fight how good it feels, Princess. I've got you. Going to help you take the edge off. Stuck in this elevator together. There's no way you could stay like this. Once we get out of here, I'll bring you back to my place so that we can fuck properly. I'll let you build a nest out of my sweatshirts and everything. But for now, you just need a little bit of relief so that you can think a bit clearer. Ride my thigh, Omega. It's going to make you feel so much better. There you are. That's a good girl. Pressing your clit against me as you settle on a simple pace. My hands stay wrapped around your waist. Urging you back and forth, helping you stay steady. Only in the beginning stages of your heat, so you probably don't need a knot. Not yet, at least. An orgasm like this should be enough to take the edge off for a bit, to give you some sort of relief. There's no reason to be embarrassed, Princess. It's just your biology. You can't help yourself. Have no control over your instincts and if the elevator is going to get stuck. If only you had been sent home earlier, then you would be at home right now, in your own bed, fucking yourself instead of on some beta's lap, grinding your clits. Letting out a shaky moan. You find yourself chasing that pleasure, don't you? Don't even need to fill you to have you moaning. I bet you're one of those Omegas that doesn't need a knot to come at all. Never thought I would be so lucky to find one. You're being such a good girl for me. Grinding your hips back and forth. My thigh presses firmly against your pussy, causing you to cry out in pleasure. Oh, don't stop, Omega. I know it feels good, but you have to keep going. Want to feel you come while you're sitting in my lap? Yes, I do. Such a good girl. Let it all out. When it's just the two of us, there's no reason to keep your voice down like that. It's not like anyone is going to hear us in an elevator shaft, right? Look at you go. You might not need a knot to come, but that doesn't mean you don't want one. I only mention it because I have a knotting dildo that I can peg you with later if you want. Don't have to go out on the town to find some strange alpha. You can just come to my apartment and get the knot you need. It's going to feel better than some random alphas, isn't it? An alpha's only going to care about their own knot. I don't have anything like that. I've got a pussy just like you, little O. Can feel how fucking wet I am just from watching you. Seeing the wet stain get larger with every swipe of your hips. Pressing your clit against my thigh. Dragging it back and forth. You feel my hands encouraging you. Pushing you down, helping you move. It's a grounding sensation. One that lets you get lost in your own pleasure. Eyes glazed over as you continue to do what you're told. You're fucking yourself against my thigh just like a good girl should. Oh, yes. You look so fucking beautiful like this. Just love how you feel on top of me. This is what I like to see, princess. Keep it up. Keep going. You're doing such a good job for me. Taking your pleasure so well, regardless of how your clit throbs. You feel yourself getting wetter as you no longer fight your instincts. There isn't really a point when you're in heat. The heat's always going to win. Why make things more difficult for yourself, Omega? There's no reason. Don't fight what feels good. Keep going. Your heat is only going to get worse if you ignore it. This is the only relief you can get while trapped in here. Once we get out of here, everything's going to be okay. You'll be able to take care of yourself. Or even come find me if that's what you want. Whatever makes you happy, princess. I'm not going to turn down a stunning Omega like you. Letting out the loveliest sounds. You aren't even aware of how amazing you sound, how it's making me feel. If I didn't have you on top of me using my thigh, I would be touching myself while watching you. You make me so fucking wet, little O. I get why alphas are obsessed with this. Once you have a sweet and needy Omega in your lap, there's really nothing better. You're fucking perfect, little O. Pushing yourself closer with every swipe of your clit against my thigh, huh? Oh, yes. Listen to that shaky moan. Your hips may be getting tired, but my hands don't stop encouraging you. Moving you when you get too weak. It's okay, Omega. I've got you. I'll help you out if it's getting to be too much. Pressing you down against my thigh. making sure that it's rising against you so that your clit is dragging against it. Tears well up in your eyes. It just feels so good. It's like it's too much and not enough at the same time. You reach your arms around me to settle yourself, to keep some sort of balance as my hands never leave your hips, encouraging you to go faster, to fuck yourself harder. That's it. What a good girl. You take it so well. Must be feeling so amazing with how fucked out your voice is starting to sound. What's that I smell? Seems someone is so fucking horny that she's finally let out enough pheromones for a beta to smell her. Holy fucking shit! Is that why you were acting like I was crazy for not being affected earlier? Oh, Jesus Christ, little O, you smell amazing. Didn't know that this is what you were hiding from me. If I had smelled this when I first walked into the elevator, I would have given you some space. Can practically feel your need from here, and I'm not even the one being fucked. Smells so overpowering, it's making me tongue-tied. Oh, fuck. My own pussy is getting wetter the more I watch you, urging you closer to your orgasm. It's alright, princess. You're doing such a good job for me. Don't want you to hold back. If you need to let go, then let go. You can make as much of a mess all over my thigh as you need. I don't mind, Omega. Just want you to feel good, to have some sort of relief. This is all about you. And you're doing such a good job of taking it so well, of making yourself feel good. Just look at you go. Getting closer the more you rock your hips against me. Your breathing becomes erratic. More of your delicious scent floods my nose. My hands grip you tighter. Such a pretty Omega. Come on. You can do it. I know you want to let go. You're so close. You're almost there. So come on. Come on, you can do it. Make me proud. Show me what a good Omega you are and let go. Come for me, princess. Oh, yes. There you are, Omega. Oh, that's it. Let it all out. Don't hold back anything. Don't know how long we're going to be in here together. For all I know, you're going to be needing this again in 5 minutes, right? Sorry. I should stay positive. We pressed the button for maintenance a little bit ago. I would actually be shocked if they weren't actively working to get us out by now. The maintenance guy is going to be in for a rude awakening when we show up and the elevator is reeking of sex and heat, though. Not bad, considering I'm a beta, right? Oh, don't make me blush, little O. Getting stuck in an elevator isn't ideal. But spending time with a gorgeous Omega definitely is. I don't know if I would have had the balls to go up and say hi to you if we met in the hallway or something. In some weird way, I'm a little glad we got stuck like this. It means that I actually got to meet you. Well, would you look at that? It seems like we're moving again. Probably a good thing we didn't bother undressing then. Since we're moving again, I do have a question for you. Do you want to continue this at your place or mine?